Dr. Jill Stein, thank you so much for being with us.
It's really great to be with you.
This is the second time that you're running for president. You ran back in 2012. Why do you want to be president of the United States?
You know, I'm a mother on fire. I'm trained as a medical doctor. Now I'm practicing political medicine because it's the mother of all illnesses, and we have to fix our political system if we're going to solve these problems that threaten life, limb, and survival. And that's not just our physical health and physical illnesses. It's poverty, it's climate change, it's war. There are real solutions here that we can bring forward, but those solutions will not be implemented by political parties that are funded by predatory banks, war profiteers, and fossil fuel giants. That's why I have been building the Green Party as a medical doctor. That's why I transitioned from clinical medicine to political medicine. This is a wonderful moment. This is an incredibly transformative moment where people are standing up and saying, we've had it with this rigged economy. We've had it with this rigged political system that's throwing us under the bus. So we really have the potential for a voter revolt for the kinds of solutions and the kind of campaign that we're actually providing the American people with.
How will you protect yourself from special interests?
The Green Party is the only national party that does not take money from corporations or their surrogates, like their CEOs. We don't take money from lobbyists. We don't take money from super PACs. This is built into the DNA of the party so that we do not become corrupted, so that we continue to have the liberty to stand up for what it is that everyday American people want and urgently need.
Some people might describe what you're running on as pie in the sky, but you know, President Obama, he also made some promises at the beginning of both of his campaigns. And about 2 years ago, I want to read a quote that he said, "Republicans in Congress keep blocking or voting down almost every serious idea to strengthen the middle class. This year alone, they've said no to raising the minimum wage, no to fair pay, no to student loan reform, no to extending unemployment insurance." You also want to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. You want to eliminate student loan debt. You want health care for all. How are you going to work with Congress to get the job done as president?
So let me just comment briefly on that quote. It was great for him to get religion at the end of his second term about this progressive agenda. How about when he had two Democratic houses of Congress, when he actually had an enormous mandate from the American people, and he had the political support in Congress to enact that agenda? The reason Congress doesn't get anything done is because they're all working for corporate masters. When they do collaborate, that's when we the people really need to look out, because what do they collaborate on? The Trans-Pacific Partnership, expanding the wars, exporting our jobs, bailing out Wall Street. You know, they collaborate on the worst things imaginable. And let me say that if I were to get elected and into the White House, it wouldn't just be me, because we have lots of Greens who are running at all levels of office all over the country. So if there's a groundswell that would propel me into office, there would be a lot of people coming into Congress as well as into their state legislatures and into their city councils and so on.
But what if you do face, gridlock or opposition? How would you tackle that?
We're not going to elect a majority Green Congress. We just don't have enough people running at this point. And, that's not in the cards. We're supposed to be in a democracy where we the people instruct our elected officials. We need empowered ground troops to be coordinated, to be organized, and to be going to the offices of our elected officials. We have done this before. For example, we stopped the privatization of the internet. That was a movement that really took off, largely led by young people.
I'm a young person with student loans. Tell me more about your plan. You said you would eliminate it.
Yes.
Would that be through legislation, through executive order? What would that look like?
There are several ways to do it. The first choice is to use the same mechanism that we used to cancel bank debt and Wall Street debt. In the case of bailing out students, It is probably the most powerful stimulus package for the economy imaginable, to turn a generation loose to be able to take risks, which you can't do when you're carrying student loans. You can't strike out in a new direction. You cannot create a new small business. You can't do a darn thing when your hands are tied with student loan. The president more or less has authority to cancel student debt because the president appoints the chair of the Federal Reserve. So there's a very high probability that simply by the power of appointment, we can cancel student debt.
You also want to transition the nation to 100% renewable energy by 2030. How are you going to do that?
So when Pearl Harbor was bombed at the start of the Second World War, it took us 6 months to transform the economy from 0 to 24% of GDP as a wartime economy. That massive transformation took place in 6 months. What we're talking about is transforming energy, transforming our food system, and transforming our transportation. And we have a 15-year timeline for this. But we need leadership that's going to tell the truth about what it is that we're actually facing. Back then, Pearl Harbor, that was one harbor. What we're looking at right now is losing all harbors. With this latest study alluded to by NOAA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, saying that we're looking at 9 feet of sea level rise as soon as 2050. This is cause for true national emergency and a true mobilization. And the great thing is that we can also address our economic crisis at the same time.
How do we do it?
In brief, we create a new deal, like the new deal that got us out of the Great Depression. I am very confident that the real issue here is getting elected and showing that there is a public mandate behind this agenda. If we have that mandate, we will find a way to move forward on those things that are absolutely essential to our survival.
What do you say to some people who say that voting for the Green Party would give the presidency to Donald Trump?
We say, forget this propaganda that tells us to be terrified of what Donald Trump is talking about. I will feel terrible if Donald Trump gets elected. And I will feel terrible if Hillary Clinton gets elected. You know, I will feel no safer with Hillary than with Donald. And I feel most terrible about a political system that says, here are two lethal choices, pick your weapon of self-destruction. You should be able to vote for who you want. If we can't bring our values into our elections, when exactly do our values count in creating the world that we need? It's not just in our hopes, it's not just in our dreams. Right here and now, we have the power to take back our future and the healthy, just, sustainable, democratic world that really is within our reach.
Dr. Jill Stein, I wish I could spend more time with you, but I know another journalist is waiting to talk to you. Thank you so much for granting us an interview.
It's been my honor and really great talking with you. Thanks so much.